once I started to learn a little bit about the industry, I found it quite bizarre because people have become so focused on the bra-free aspects, which was, like I said, a happy accident.
There's so many women that are extra small, right, that are fuller bust, that want to be able to, you know, have a tank top that's going
to
fit.
And really starting to realize that the fashion industry sucks for curvy women.
Oh, that looks amazing on you, but I could never, like, that would never work for me. And I remember doing it and I was like, oh, actually, it does work for me. If you've got a boob, we're not for you. If you've got a bum, we're not for you. If you're above a size 12, we're not for you. Like, who are you for? Because I don't know anyone without any of those things.
Hi everyone, welcome back to All Things Boobs. I'm Madison.
And I'm Satara.
And today is another super fun interview. We have brand owner Stacy with us. She's brand owner of Femmes, a brand that both Satara and I have worked with extensively. We're so excited to have her on. She is so fun to talk to, on top of just being an absolute boss, and we love her products. So today we're going to talk to her about being a small business owner, how she has kind of come up with Femmes, and why her products are so awesome. So we're excited about that. Stacy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, thank you guys for having me. It's like just having a chat with two besties. So, you know, I was totally down for spending an hour chatting with you guys.
We all know it and love each other. So it's gonna be a fun episode. But okay, so Stacy, let's start off by kind of getting some background. So can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and then what inspired you to create Femmes?
If I had to describe myself in one word, and Satira will know this because she just spends a few days with me, I would say chaotic. my brain is about 20 steps above, ahead of my body and the rest of me and my mouth and everything at all times. And I've always been that way since a kid. And I think that's why I just love to learn. I love knowledge. I love new experiences. I love anything that like broadens my horizon, because I'm already bored with the situation before the situation's even ended, and I want to be doing something new. And I think that's where the love for building businesses and entrepreneurship came from. But personally, I am a mum of one. One is definitely enough. That's one thing I'm not multitask at. It's more than one children. Hats off to those parents. But yeah, my little one has autism and ADHD. And I had quite a demanding career, I think, and my goal was always to be able to be at home and near him as much as possible, and that's what I got. So yeah, I am now an entrepreneur. I love building businesses, and I love being able to be at home for all the school runs and just be there to make sure that he has always got someone on hand no matter when he needs it.
I could really, truly attest to just the type of person that you are and like how hard you work and how driven you are for success. Like just hanging out with you over the last couple of days while we were in Paris shooting a very fun collaboration, but also just the last year that I've known you, like you are just so hardworking. I cannot believe how much you've been able to accomplish like all by yourself. So I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud to be your friend. Aww. And I know that you're such a great mother, and I've tried all of your products, not just Femmes, but Planthaya as well. And they're all just amazing. So keep doing what you are doing. You're honestly just killing the game.
I love that. I'll come here more often if I'm gonna get loads of compliments. I don't know. I'm just coming hang out with you guys and you say nice stuff to me, and yeah, I think that's a win-win.
Always. So tell us a little bit about Femmes. Tell us why you started, a little bit more about kind of the back end. Why is that you create the products that you do?
I think Femmes came from just initially wanting another business. I have always been an entrepreneur, and I mean since a kid. I was selling baguettes that I found in the street to the kids in my close when I was like 8. Apologies to those children. We made a McDonald's drive-through, and I sold them at 20 pence wrapped in my mum's toilet roll. She was not impressed by me wasting her toilet roll, but I was really made up with the money I made, so you know, it was a win-win. So I think I've always just loved building something and learning something new. And fashion you know, I love fashion myself. So getting into it initially, it was just something new to do. And once I started to learn a little bit about the industry, I found it quite bizarre. I don't know. Just the way they did things didn't quite make sense to me as someone who really struggles to get clothes that fit. And that doesn't always, I think, go down very well with other people because conventionally I am quite thin. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, it's easy to find clothes. But until I started with Femmes, I didn't realise I was classed as full of bust. So, you know, I've got a quite a big bust. I've got a long torso. I've got zero bum, but I've got a belly. Clothes just never fit me like I would like them to. Do you know what I mean? So I put two and two kinds of together when we started Femmes. And I was like, if we're going to make clothes, let's make them fit. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's make sure they're going to fit actual, real, human women, do you know what I mean, with boobs and bums and bodies that aren't perfectly proportional to everyone else. And I think that's just where it came from. But it was, I had to start the brand to realise why it was so hard for women. Initially, we just wanted to make really good clothes, really classic shapes that fitted really, really well. And it was only on that journey of wanting clothes that like fitted well for someone who was always saying, oh, this never fits me right, did I realise how difficult that was and why so many brands get it so wrong and why I find it so hard to find clothes, because fundamentally in the industry, you know, there's so many things that happen that end up with women not getting clothes that actually fit them.
I totally understand that. And I'm so grateful that you've actually taken that into account, because so many people don't. And I feel like all these small businesses now that are kind of coming up into fruition are really starting to realize that the fashion industry sucks for curvy women. Let's just put it out there. It's really, really hard, especially like you were saying, like we all have completely different bodies that we need something that really works with all of them. And that kind of just ties into my next question was your Femmes tank kind of always meant to be braless, or how did it kind of get to a point where you would say like it works as a no bra tank?
No, so again, the tank kind of started out with just like a really good fitting tank, because I found myself with a racer tank, if it came in too narrow, I couldn't wear a bra underneath, it came too low. So then if I couldn't wear a bra, then I was just like spilling out the sides. If it fitted round my bust, it was baggy everywhere else. You guys, you know, you've got full of bust, you know, like the issue. So all we generally wanted to do was make a tank that actually fitted. So I was like, can we get a bra underneath it? You know, a strapless bra, tick. Because most tank racer tanks, you couldn't even get a strapless bra underneath. Do you know what I mean? Because of the shape. If I was like, okay, if you've got a full of bust, is it gonna fit you and your waist and your lower, gonna fit all of your body basically at once without you having to size up and end up with it too baggy. So they were just like the little tick points that we wanted to make. And then it wasn't until afterwards that we realized that actually with the fabric, there was enough support. Lots of people will come back to us saying, you know, oh, I've been able to wear a bra fit. And I was like, oh, like that's great for you. But I did the same thing that I did every time I went anywhere. I was like, oh, that looks amazing on you, but I could never, like that would never work for me. And I remember doing it and I was like, oh, actually, it does work for me as well. And then we literally went on like, oh my God. So I went on like a road show, like a self-made road show with the Femmes tanks. And literally I was just like messaging people on Instagram. And I was like, hey, if you've got like an hour free, can I come to your house basically and give you some tops to try on? And I was literally going to people's houses and trying around all different shapes of women, you know, different busts, different band sizes, you know, different hip sizes to see the capabilities of the top. And it was probably that really big turning point then that I was like, okay, we're not, every piece of clothing is not going to fit every woman's body. However, if we give women enough information, they can pick clothes that fit them. And that with the clothes that actually fit, because it then fitted their waist and their bust, which is not, doesn't happen very often for a full bust woman. So many women were messaging us just like, we can go bra free. And we didn't actually call it a bra free tank. It was like people would message us and go, can you help me with the no bra tank? And so then we had to like kind of work that into the description, because then people were searching for the Femmes no bra tank, which didn't exist because it was not called that. And yeah, they couldn't find it. So we were like having to like update our product descriptions so that when they searched on Google, they could actually find what they were looking for. And yeah, so it came like customer based back to us. We just wanted to make something that fitted really well, a fabric that allowed a fuller bust, And the nice side of that was that lots of women felt comfortable enough to be able to go bra free.
So both Satara and I are wearing, and we have the square neck version on. And we were talking about it earlier. We were like, okay, like, how do you wear this? And how do you wear this? And I really do think that's like what makes femmes really special, is that I do think that a lot of women can wear it braless. Like, some women are going to get this like amazing lift. Some women are just going to get like, it's going to hold you in and you're not going to move. Some women, I like to wear it with my bras because I feel like I get like this massive cleavage moment. It looks so good. But I wear it, like, I have to plug the tank, because the reason like you can get support is because it's very thick. Right. And so if you choose to wear it with the bra, it's going to like give you that extra kind of Bridgerton cleavage. Yes. But then some people don't wear with the bra and it's going to keep you like in place. And so I think that's the beauty of her products, is that they are so high quality and they're so thick that you really have a lot of options. And you guys can see like the straps are thick and like my bras are big and you cannot see the straps. Right. Which you can always see. It's so frustrating.
100%. Yeah. I agree completely. And for myself too, like, just working with Stacey over the last year, really what I found best about how you would want to size yourself in these products is that if you have heavier breasts or you have a more of a fuller bust, I would definitely recommend sizing down. So getting that little bit extra like firmness to be able to grab onto your body and support a little bit more is absolutely the way to go in these tanks. But they will for sure be able to hold a lot of breasts up braless. I was very impressed when I first tried them.
It is. And I think that's a gluten for our own success, because people have become so focused on the bra-free aspect, which was, like I said, a happy accident to it. There's so much more thought that's gone on into these tops, and I'm so glad that you both picked up on it, is, you know, the placement of the straps, is making sure that if you want to wear a bra, that you can. Like, we're making sure that, like, there's lots of aspects that go into this, and Cyril will probably know from our interactions, you know, I am quite fussy with it. It's like, is it going to fit this type of body shape? And we take our small and we try it on so many different body shapes, because I'm like, okay. And then we'll get someone and they can't get it on. And I'm like, okay, I know the limitations now. I know, like, your body shape cannot fit in that size. So when a woman comes to me and asks my advice, I can be really honest. But something that's quite surprising is trying to get women to size down is a nightmare. Like, they're like, that won't work for me. And I'm like, oh, please, like, I promise you, like, if you had no boobs, this is what I always try and think. If you had no boobs, what size would you take? Take that size. Because the fabric will stretch for you. Because we've made the fabric so it'll stretch over your boob. And if you've got no bust, it's still going to fit. So if you were flat chested, you are still going to get a good fit. So it's not just full of bust women we're thinking of. I'm trying to think of like so many different body shapes while I'm designing. So I'm like, okay, well, what if I had this? Or what if I had that body shape? How would this fit me? So that I know the capabilities of everything. And the bra free is amazing, but being able to get such high quality sort of higher end designs that are gonna fit is our main priority. 100%.
I can absolutely attest to that. I have seen how hard this woman works and like how many different things go into this whole production side of thing. Stacey wears so many hats and she just makes sure that every step of the way her business is completely on brand. So I can definitely attest to this woman. Everything that she's saying is she has been working so hard to make everything fit a vast majority of people, and you could really, really see it come through the product.
Thank you.
I have to also, like, when Stacey and I were working together last year, there's like two big stories, right? So the first one was she had come out with her like racer, like this kind of neck line. And I had told her, like, have you thought about doing an extra small? And again, I tell this all the time, but Stacey is one of the only brands, the only brands that's ever been like, yes, we should expand down to an extra small. And I was like, really? This is awesome. Just because there's so many women that are extra small, right, that are fuller bust, that want to be able to, you know, have a tank top that's going to fit. And a lot of brands, for different reasons, for some reason are just like, you know, we're not going to cater to extra, extra small, or extra small because that demographic isn't out there. And I'm like, yes, we are. Right. So immediately she was like, yes. And then she got a sample out. We tried it on. Like, I was so impressed with that. And then the other thing was, initially with that tank, I, with massive shoulders for my frame, had a hard time getting that one on. And she's like, you know, we just need to make like a square neck tank for our big shoulder girls. And I was like, you're just like the best person. Right. And so I love that she, I mean, when she says she's really trying to create shapes like for a vast majority of bodies so that you can go to her store and be like, that may not work, but that will. I was so overjoyed when I put this on because I could get it over my shoulders and it had enough space for my bra. And I was like, she really cares.
I was so nervous. Yes. Like, I was thinking, oh my God, what if it doesn't fit? And it's like, she hates, but I do that with everyone. But I was like, what if she hates it? Like, I am waiting for Madison's approval on this. This is like born from our conversation. I know she's going to say, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Don't send me anything ever again. I'm just going to be so sad. But yeah, when she messaged and said, I was like, yay, well done me. We did it.
Yeah.
Seriously, you're really a great business for customer feedback. I think that's one of the biggest things, like Madison is saying. You really do take on everybody's opinion because you truly care about how it fits and how people, what people think of
it's
your product.
It's crazy though, because I feel like it's not making my life easy. If someone says to me, hey, this would be really good, then I'm like, brilliant, thanks for telling me. Like, I think that's you've just made my life easy rather than me sending stuff out to people and then going, oh, it doesn't fit, and sending it back and not having another option on my website. You know, it was the same with the crop. We've got like some full-length t-shirts and people were like, oh, I love it, but I would love something that was like, if you're really curvy and you've got like a really small waist and a really big hip, a longer top can be really difficult because to fit your waist and to fit down there, it's really hard. So so I was like, thank you, like that just made my life easier. I haven't got to sit and dream up stuff to design. People are literally going to tell you. People are very vocal, but some brands choose not to listen.
Well, Stacey, we're really, really appreciative that you actually do listen to feedback in that way, because you make us feel seen and heard. And I think that that makes for a great, like it gives you a lot of customers that have brand loyalty, which is good for you in the long run.
Yeah.
And then you can make more things.
This is it. It makes so much sense. It just confuses me that, but I don't, like, if we all just listen to what the customer wants, then when you make it, they'll buy it because they wanted it. Like, does that not make sense? And again, sometimes, obviously, customers don't always know exactly what they want, so they want something to be, like, wow to. But the basics of, like, hey, your clothes don't fit me, you know, to me, that's like, okay, tell me what we can do. Well, like, if anyone returns it and I message them and I'm like, hey, can I ask you some questions, like, did you just not like it? How was the fit? Was it this? Was it that? Because it gives me, next time I'm designing, I'm like, okay, several people said this and they had this type of body shape. So could we make a slight adjustment that's going to make this more inclusive for them? Like, I don't get it. It confuses me that that's not just like a normal thing to do. Crazy.
Me too.
That'd be awesome. All right. So speaking of new products, I do want to hear about the collaboration that you and Saturday did, because you guys have been hanging out behind the scenes. And like, tell me like how this came to be and why you're collaborating and all that.
Again, I am fussy. So we started to make a dress but it was so long ago. Obviously, my figure is very, very different to Sarah, so I'm very straight. I do not have gorgeous curves, which, you know, lends me some. So how something fits on me is really hard to then gauge how it will fit on someone with curves. And it needs to. So me and Sat usually wear around the same size in the tank. So I thought she was a great person to ask, because I was struggling with getting that bottom of the dress and the top of the dress to be cohesive. Do you know what I mean? And go, okay, like, how do we do this? It's like a bit of a change from what we're used to doing. And I kind of just messaged her and was like, hey, can I have your body measurements? Which is, you know, when I think about it, it's quite weird, but Sarah's just so nice that she was just, which is like, yeah, of course. And I was like, thank you.
The norm in the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, like, can I, and then it sort of came just from there. Then we discussed about her coming on board to help us design something and really make sure that what we did was going to create something that looked great on curves. And that was really, really important for me. it's important for me when it fits me because I'm straight, but it has to fit a curve as well. And then I'm like, okay, that's two boxes ticked in one piece, like straight, curvy. Yeah. And then Cesaria came on. She may regret that now after Paris. It was it was a very
fun. It was one of the funnest trips I've ever had in my life. It was amazing.
It was crazy. But I think I've only just got over it. I felt like I've been in Ibiza for a weekend, but yeah, it was just it was so much fun. It was so crazy. But it's been an amazing like journey to do with someone, and like really, really fun to have someone else involved in the whole process.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing this over the last little bit, and like Stacey was saying, we had she asked me for my measurements. She's kind of creating a dress, and then I was very much like curious, okay, like what are you doing, like I would love to collaborate. She's like, oh, I'd love to collaborate. And Stacey being Stacey, as you guys now know, she's super open to customer feedback, but then at the same time like wanting to collaborate, she was like, yeah, let's do it. And she was super enthusiastic about it, and I honestly I'm so glad because we've been able to grow this friendship even more, which I've just been like so blessed about. And yeah, we actually started creating something a little bit different, and because things have been shifting a little bit in terms of time wise, it wasn't gonna happen in the right season, we thought we would maybe put that on the back burner for a bit and launch this new one. And I'm really glad that we did, because summer's just around the corner. It's like this perfect timeless piece, this beautiful dress that is there, her basically her first initial, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Your razorback tank, but turned into a dress, right? So it's nice and form-fitted, really beautiful slit. It's got, you can wear braless. I wore braless kind of all over Paris. It's just, it is a really, really good quality dress. So I'm just so grateful. Yeah. It actually launches on Thursday.
Yes. Right? It'll be this Thursday. So we're doing a live event tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Dress launches Thursday. And yeah, it's our first ever dress. So it feels really quite special and nerve-wracking. But I just wanted something that was like super effortless. Whenever I'm designing, I'm always like, we were talking about this in the studio, like if I won't reach for it every day, then your customers aren't, it can't be too fussy, it can't be restrictive, it's got to be like something that you'll go, okay, that's easy to throw on, but I'll look amazing in it. Do you know what I mean? Like really, really easy to wear, but also look really good. And I bought a Loewe vase. Actually, you can't. It was hideous. I hated every second of putting it on. It was see-through. It was just so bad. And I wanted to love it so, so much. And I was just like, wait a minute, £625. Like, come on, we can do better than that. Like, my quality standards are way, way better. And I always think of that dress whenever I was doing fit checks for Femmes. I was like, okay, like, we need to be checking the finish. Is it see-through? Is it, like, the fabric thick enough? All the things that I hated about that dress, I was like, we're going to do 10 times better and a fraction of the cost. You know, people want to look good and feel good, but not only if you're teeny tiny with no lumps and bumps. Do you know what I mean? That's like, not cool, Loewe, not cool. Plus they only go up to a size 4.
You did just that, though. You created this like beautiful, timeless piece that is effortless, that people just want to grab and go. And it's amazing. And I think like one of the biggest things for your brand that kind of really stands out to me anyway, that maybe you should tell us a little bit more about, is the fabric that you use.
Yes.
What kind of got you into what using that fabric and wanting that fabric?
Do you know, this fabric, we wanted something that was like I was saying, like it can't be see-through. I've got this weird obsession with not being able to see my belly button through tops. It's like a weird like thing when I put something on. Do you know when it's like that really thin material and you can see the shape of your belly button? It makes me want to vomit in my own mouth. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to look at that. Like, it's just a weird thing to have on display. Like, my belly, yeah, but not my belly button. Oh, no. It's so deep, mine as well. So it just is like, no, it's not for me. So, you know, it had to be thick because if I could see my belly button, I'd be balking the entire day. It had to, you know, be washed really well, be soft. So basically what we did was a tick list of all the things I hate. So I'm quite a sensory person. So if something's like scratchy or anything like that, do you know what I mean? Can't bear it. If it goes really loose and limp and thin, can't stand that. So I just literally went through and I was like, come on, most women are going to feel the same way as me. It's got to tick all of these boxes. And then we obviously were thinking about being able to wear it like over your bust and stuff like that. So anything, it needs to have a really good stretch in it, but not a stretch where it stretches and stays there. We want a stretch that, you know, comes out and then comes back. So we had, you know, we had high expectations right. for a piece of fabric. it was in and it's keep. It needed to do a lot. And it needed to be long lasting as well, because I am definitely past the age of buying stuff for an occasion. Do you know what I mean? Like every Saturday night, like buying a new top or a new dress, or, you know, being able to throw something in the bin after a few washes. Like, it just doesn't do it for me. I want something that's going to last. So this type of fabric is going to stay really soft. I mean, I haven't got one to hand, but I still wear the very first sample of the tank that we've got. I still wear it, and it still looks brand new. Doesn't look any different. And when I tell you the amount of bodies that that tank has been on, it is going to lose its shape one day, because it's been on such big bust, like, compared to mine. Because we used it for, like, all the photo shoots. I take it over all the tests. So it's a well-worn tank, and it still looks great. I want to put it on and look like it looks like new every single time I put it on. You know, the fabric pulls back. So, yeah, that was the tick list. But what makes it difficult now is I want to use some different fabrics within the brand, but I have these really high expectations of fabric. So, you know, it's proven quite difficult to move into other things that look great but still tick all those boxes.
Yeah, it's a great fabric. I mean, as I said earlier, it's very thick. I think the see-through thing, I can't say enough about it, because I think most of my, in fact, everything in my closet that is stretchy is see-through, right? I just just know that my bra is going to show and just deal with it, right? And so it is really hard to find something form-fitting, right? Because there's a lot of fuller bust clothing out there that's not form-fitting, that just has like extra space. But having things that are going to fit over the boobs and also be stretchy and form-fitting and not have that thing where it kind of like, you know, shears out over the boobs or whatever other part of your body that has curves is like so, so valuable. Like, it's the only thing I have that's not sheer.
True.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's really like, I mean, I love black, right? And I know Stacey is like a hardcore, like all black person, but it's such a like dark, like black, which I also love. It's like, it's very like committed.
I love that. I'm going to use that on the product.
Well, because it's like
committed black.
It's commit, like, it's dark. You guys can see it's just like a solid black. And again, I love wearing black things, and usually I don't get that like hardcore solid black effect because it's shearing out. So as someone who loves wearing out black, I'm just like,
honestly, I just think of all the things I hate when I'm shopping, and I'm like, okay, let's fix that. And it's a bad habit now, because I go shopping and I'm like, this would look nice, but how could I do it better? Like, so I love going to like the high-end designer shops, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at all these like super expensive clothes, and I'm like, how could we make that so it fits different women? Because that is my pet peeve, is like, you touched on it slightly before, you know, a lot of like fuller bust or plus size or stuff for curves is always just got lots of extra space in. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, or it's very colourful, or it's like in your face, because for so long, if you're plus size, you must want to be really bubbly and colourful. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I really want to try and like pull away from that and think to myself, well, no, because I've got friends who are plus size who are like, well, we just want to actually wear the clothes that everyone else is wearing. Like, we don't need a special Netflix thing. Yeah. We just want to wear normal clothes that everyone else is wearing, but that are made to fit. And it's like, yeah, like the simplicity of it sometimes is just all people want, you know. And it's worse, I think, for the likes of the higher end brands. You know, you've got to look at like Victoria Beckham and H&M. What was their highest size? Size 12. Do you know what I mean? So they bring out these gorgeous high-end-esque pieces and then go, but they're not for you. If you've got a boob, we're not for you. If you've got a bum, we're not for you. If you're above a size 12, we're not for you. Like, who are you for? Because I don't know anyone without any of those things, you know. Creating clothes that are not made for a bust, when I would say 90% of women have a bust of some sort. Like, come on. Let's think about them when we're making clothes. Please. I would like my boobs in my clothes. That's all I'm asking for. Just
I just don't want them bleeding out like all the time. but not all the time. Only,
you know, yeah, your boobs hanging out of a top that, you know, like you're wearing, you've got your boobs, you know, we can see them, but, you know, I don't want them bursting out of every single thing I wear. Do you know what I mean? It's like when they're spilling up the sides and the top, and it's like the Great Escape, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
like trying to just contain them. And then, you know, we've all been that thing where it looks like you're intentionally like being provocative, and it's like, no, I just want to wear a top, but my clothes don't. It doesn't allow me. Do you know what I mean? That's it.
For sure. I seriously applaud everything that you are doing, because all of these things, I wish every other brand really just took on as one, and you are the one and only person that I actually hear talking about these things and these issues, and not just talking about them but addressing them and doing something about them. So I really do applaud you, everything that you're doing. You are really just killing. I can't like say better things about femmes.
I love it though, because I'm just like, I want to do so much more. I'm like, I want to be doing like a size 30. And yet, we spoke about this before, the extra small. I don't, you know, we are a small brand and we are a bootstrap brand. So we don't always have the capabilities to grow as fast as we would like to. But then you've got these massive brands with massive budgets, and it actually hurts, because then I'm like, well, do you just not want people to wear it? Like, is it you just don't want those people in your clothes? Because that's how it seems. You've got the money, you've got the manpower, you've got everything within your power to make these clothes for a vast majority of women, yet you choose not to. We stock up to a size 20 currently, and I feel bad about that. I feel really bad, because I'm like, I'm talking about representing women and like making sure women feel good in clothes, yet I only go up to a size 20. And then you've got these massive brands with massive budgets, power, like international brands, and they're still not doing it. Like, that, it just, it hurts my heart a little bit. I'm like, okay, I can buy there, but I feel bad then that like you're just purposely excluding people. You know, it's just unnecessary.
We are looking forward to you going up to the size 30. That would be awesome. I want to remind everyone, we've talked about inclusivity a lot, that like especially with small brands, like as she's saying, that can take time, right? And so the best thing you can really do is support the brand in any way you can, and also be communicative with the brand and let them know that you're out there, right? Let them know, like, hey, I love your stuff. Like, just putting in my vote for this size. Like, that's really, really important feedback for the brands to know, right? Because it is a monetary thing at the end of the day. And especially with a small brand, like, please be vocal with, especially Stacey, because, you know, she'll love to hear from you.
I mean, I might chat your leg off, but please do message me. You might not get with me, but, you know. I do love
it. Oh, my goodness. Honestly, it's been amazing. And all of this, like, I think we've covered a lot here. I think we've really been able to kind of get the base of what FEMS is and what you're trying to do. I guess maybe to close, do you want to share a little bit about what's next? What's happening in FEMS? What's your vision for the next
secret FEMS?
Well, we all
know that I am the worst at keeping secrets. Like, I'm always like to you guys in my DMs, we've got some, I can't show, oh, let me just show you. I'm like, I can't keep it to myself. But obviously we've got the dress that is coming this week, which I am so, so excited for. And I've just checked the wait list, and that's growing quite a lot in the last day, which is exciting. But yeah, there's so much that we want to do. So we are already looking at things for next year, maybe looking at some swimwear. One of my dream pieces to do would be denim. That has been like since the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, denim is like, because of the composition of the fabric and getting like a good denim that's got a good stretch and actually fits. I've got a long torso, so I hate shopping for jeans. It's like exhausting to try and find something that fits me. And yeah, so they're like my longer goals of like what I would love to see. And obviously increasing the size range is super, super important. But yeah, we just want to grow the brand to a place where we've got something for everyone. You know, we really want to get into some party wear. So, you know, you feel your best on a night out, getting into more summer pieces, adding some more color to the brands. There's so much that we want to do. To be able to do that, though, we have to sort of grow our brand from where we're at. So we've got so many cool ideas. But yeah, I think swimwear is definitely something. I was speaking to Sarah about this. I just want a really good, like, string bikini. I'm not asking for much. When my boobs are in it, You know, there's so many like little tick things that I want to do on there. A really good pair of jeans, a really, really good dress to go out and just feel super sexy in. You know, that's where we want to go. But yeah, increasing the size range is probably our next big project. So we've got no, after the dress, we've got no big launches coming up. And that is something that we are working on, because we never just sort of grade up blindly. We like to fit test and do lots of like wear sample wearing on different shape bodies, so we can make sure that it's right before we grade that. So yeah, that's probably the next. I've just like spilled out my 5-year plan. Like, did you ask me what I want to do when I'm 65? I'm not sure, but now you're gonna know. You know, when I retire in Tuscany, you know, that's what I want to do. But yeah. I'm an oversharer. It can't be helped. But yeah,
it's amazing. I love it.
I love all those plans.
Madison, do you have any final questions?
No, I mean, she told us like her whole plan. Like, I'm excited. I love that you're just trying to, again, like fill the gap in our closets, right? We're just like the things that you want to reach for. And I just went to Mexico, and Stacey didn't actually ask me to film any content in this, but I took the tank because I was like, I love the tank, right? And that's the kind of stuff she's making, where like things that you only have the suitcase, like what are you taking like with you? And this tank top like was one of the first things I packed. So I was like, oh, something that's going to cover my bra, something I can wear to the pool, something that's just going to be easy that I don't have to like, you know, fidget with all night. And so she's making that stuff for us, you guys.
Yes. We are grateful for you. We are so excited for your business to grow and just flourish, because it really, truly deserves it. So thank you for everything that you do.
You guys.
You're amazing. Thank you so much for being on.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Please come back next week for more things, boobs.